welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with new Eagle wide receiver Ruben Randall. Welcome to Philadelphia, sir. I want to know, this is a question I've been dying to ask, because when a player goes from one team in the NFC East to another team in the NFC East, and I know you got your Twitter handle, and I know the fans are out there going, what? What kind of reaction have you gotten? And be honest, because I know the Giants fans are, right. They're not, you know, they don't love the Eagles a whole lot.
It was some positive, more negative than positive, but I know it's a business, so some people might not understand that, but it's my job to go out there and do the best I can for me as a player and to help myself out.
Did you have a good relationship with fans and have fun with social media and really establish a relationship
with
people?
Yeah, I definitely did. I grew close with a couple, you know, fans. I tweet out almost daily, and just the type of person that I am. I just like to have fun and meet new people and things like that.
Ruben, what's it been like, you know, your first day here? You come into a new building. A lot of players are around the program. Off-season conditioning program begins on Monday. What's it been like today?
It's been fun. Just finally put some names with faces, meet everybody, introduce myself, just get a feel for everything, and get excited for the new start for me.
Do you have a sense of familiarity with the guys? I know that, you know, Ron Brooks, teammate, and Benny, former teammate, and right. I know Donnie Jones, a legend in the day back at LSU. But over the course of time in the NFL, you kind of get to know people, right?
Right. Playing against the Eagles, you know, the last 4 years, you know, talking to some of the guys pregame, you know, after the game, just like Jordan Matthews. We had a couple conversations before, so it was just finally fun to, you know, get a new environment for a freshman start.
What was it like to come down to Philadelphia to Lincoln Financial Field as an opponent? Was it a great football environment?
Yeah. The fans are very passionate, and they're excited for football, and that's something that I'm ready to feel, to finally get back part of that. Coming from LSU, I know the fans are very passionate about their football, so I have the same type of feel about the fans here.
Free agency, your first experience, how would you describe it?
It was a little up and down, but I stayed positive through it all. Just stayed confident within myself, and I'm here now to, you know, just prove myself as being a pro receiver.
Is it at all comparable to coming out of high school and being recruited?
Somewhat similar, but it's a little bit more business than
Than
what it is now. So other than that, it's kind of the similarities.
I think it's interesting. You know, when guys come into the NFL, they are kids.
Right.
It really strikes you very quickly that this is a business, right? I mean, was there kind of a welcome to the NFL moment for you as a New York Giant that said, hey, I'm here and it's real?
Yeah, when I first got there, seeing those fines and things like that, taking it out of your checks for not doing right, and they quickly got me right to understand that it's not a game, it's here for business, and you have to be a professional.
How would you describe the time with the Giants? How'd you play?
It was pretty good. It was ups and downs, as you may know, but I figure I did pretty good with the opportunities that were given to me. No matter what the situation may be, I stay confident confident within myself, knowing the player that I am, and just thankful for the opportunity that they did give me these last 4 years.
Ruben, what's key for you to have success in Philly? It's a new scenario, new coaching staff, new offense. What are some of the things that really have to go right for you to play the way you can play?
We just have to communicate, make sure everyone's on the same page, and understand what we want to get accomplished out there on the field. Other than that, I think everything else will take care of itself.
You were a great quarterback in high school. You've always been so good with the football in your hands. I wonder if you can kind of just describe the feeling you have when the football's in your hands.
It's kind of hard. A lot of things are going through your head. You kind of forget it's there for a second when you do have it. You're trying to make a play for your team, and the adrenaline rush that you do get is kind of hard to describe. So I don't know if anybody, you just have to be a part of it.
It's an adrenaline rush, though.
Yes,
yeah. Do you feel like you can score every time you touch the football?
Yes, that's the job.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm capable of doing, and that's what I want to do. So hopefully I can bring that to this organization.
Was there a thought in your career as a high schooler that you would go through your college life and then get to the NFL and be a quarterback here?
That never crossed my mind. Once I got into college, I was pretty focused on receiver. If anybody need me to play quarterback, I can go out there and do it.
Could you?
Yeah.
Hey, have you thrown a pass? You've not thrown a pass in the NFL, right?
I haven't thrown one, but I still practice.
Yeah. How far can you heave it down the field? Don't be modest.
If I loosen up, I can get it to about 65, 70.
Ooh.
I loosened up.
Okay. Was high school just up? I mean, I know you won state championships. Was just running up and down the field on guys?
No, but I threw the ball.
Did you throw a ball?
I didn't throw that much. Yeah. I didn't run that much.
Yeah, I think it was like 2,400 yards or something as a senior.
I threw a little bit.
Must have been fun times in high school, just winning every single game. Yeah. And then LSU with that. You mentioned the football environment, Ruben. Mm-hmm. People that I've talked to say that that is the best place to watch a college football game. You agree with that environment?
I definitely agree with
that. Well, welcome to Philadelphia. It's the best place to play in the NFL. Right. We're excited to have you.
Thanks for having
Ruben
me.
Ruben Randall, nice to meet you. We'll see you on Monday at the offseason conditioning program. And thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.